USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California on the way to becoming the first state to open up full health benefits for thousands of illegal immigrants. It's part of a new budget deal released late yesterday. Low-income illegal immigrant adults between 19 and 25 would have access to Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program. It would allow 90,000 illegal immigrants to get benefits at a cost of about $100 million a year. It's to take effect in 2020. GOP Congressman Devin Nunes says he's relieved that an immigration deal's been reached with Mexico without the need for tariffs, but he says improving the laws here in the United States will also help stem the immigration crisis.
Congress has to write the laws. We can enforce the border by ourselves. We can put together a work permit program. We can take care of the kids that were brought here illegally.
Nunes speaking there to Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Former Boston Red Sox great David Ortiz is recovering after being shot in the Dominican Republic. He was shot in the back yesterday at a bar and rushed to a hospital. A suspect detained at the scene. Ortiz last listed in stable condition after undergoing surgery last night. He remains a special assistant to the Red Sox while maintaining a home in the Dominican Republic. A crane collapsed onto a building and parking garage, leaving one person dead and several others hurt in Dallas. That crane falling on top of the building during a storm yesterday that had 80-mile-an-hour winds. Officials do believe everyone now is accounted for. This man lives in the apartment building.
Seemed unreal, like, at the time to, like, see that, because you drive through that thing every day. You see it every day the way it is, and then... I mean, to be in there, it looked like something that you see on the news, like from a scene of war. Like, the destruction was just insane.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hadestown triumphing at this year's Tony Awards. The Broadway musical winning 8 last night, including Best New Musical and Best Performance by a Feature Actor in a Musical. That went to actor Andre DeShields, the 73-year-old picking up his first Tony Award in an over 50-year career.
Baltimore, Maryland. Are you in the house? Because I am making good on my promise that I would come to New York and become someone you'd be proud to call your native son.
Ollie Stroker picking up Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical for Oklahoma, making her the first wheelchair-using performer to ever win a Tony. The Ferryman picked up Best New Play and several other awards. As for what was tops at the cinemas in America this weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Point me in the direction of any animal who needs my help and stand back.
The Secret Life of Pets 2, featuring the voices of Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, and Tiffany Haddish. It's tops at the box office with $47 million, coming in at number 2, Dark Phoenix at $33 million, Disney's remake of Aladdin coming in at number 3 with $24 million, Godzilla King of Monsters at number 4 with $15
million. Rocket Man coming in next, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.